What a joy it is to have a God that calls us friend, and that we know that He takes care of our concerns and our prayers. And just to back up a little bit to the start of the service, what a joy it was to have the Valentine's banquet last night. And I hope I'm not jumping ahead of Jamie here, but just in case you missed last night, you do have an opportunity next month, I believe it is. The youth will be having their first of what they hope to be the annual youth dinner, and Warren will be cooking for that.
Dinner theater.
What?
Dinner theater.
Dinner theater, it's called. Yeah. So you get a dinner and a movie together.
Well,
yeah. Anyway, whatever. I know I don't have it right. Like I say, I'm jumping ahead a little bit here of Jamie, I'm sure, but this is all coming up, and I just wanted you to know that you have an opportunity to enjoy another chance to enjoy a fellowship time of joy in our church that's coming up. And so look forward to that. The tickets will go on sale very soon, and we hope for a good response. We had a house full last night, and it was quite a blessing. We had some very special music, too, from Eric and Jamie that I praise the Lord for. And if you look above you, we have lights. And I would like to personally say thank you to all my helpers. I put out an appeal last week for helpers to help me move pews and et cetera. And I had an unbelievable number of men show up both days, Monday and Tuesday, to help out. We have not got the back eight up above the balcony done yet, but those hopefully there was a mix-up on ordering the rods and down rods. Anyway, they hopefully will be in this week, and we can get the rest of these lights up this week and be all in full operation. And we have a little remodeling to do on our switching operation back there. That was kind of thrown together in a hurry, so don't look too close at that. But anyway, we have lots of joys in this church that we can fellowship together, we can have fun together, we can work together, we can play basketball together. Not this guy, but I'm too old for that. But anyway, we do have fun in this church, and we enjoy it. And we also have concerns in this church that we know that we can take to God, and He will take care of those concerns in His own way. This morning, we'd like to draw your attention to all of the prayer concerns on the back of the bulletin, the ones that are in need of prayer, the ones in a nursing home and assisted living residence. Also, we cannot forget our military personnel. We have men and women serving here in the United States and across the waters that need our prayers, and we just ask that you lift them up daily. Also, we want to keep in our prayers the people of Haiti and all the other nations that are in strife and strain. We have a special request for prayers this morning for LaDonna Ord, Ard. She has gone into hospice care. Gary Lawler is in dire need. And Stan Edelman, I believe you said, is getting better, but hopefully getting better, but he still needs your prayers. And all of those are listed on the back of this. But we just ask that you put this list next to your prayer chair or wherever you have your time of prayer. Keep it close to you. Keep it in your heart. And when you have your prayer time, lift up each one of these by name, and the Lord will handle them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the joy that we have in this church. We thank you for the joy in our heart that you are our friend, that you take care of our needs, that you answer our prayers. Lord, we just pray for each one of these people that are listed here, and we pray for those that aren't listed here. We just know that there are many others that are on the hearts and minds of our congregation and other people throughout Warsaw that need help. And Lord, we just lift each of those up. We lift all of those up who are traveling, Lord, that can't be with us today, that you will bless them, watch over them as they travel. Lord, we just thank you for all you do for us in all ways. These things we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.